So we continue in the Haggadah, and after the plagues, and after we've sang Dayenu, and before we eat the matzah, there's a very interesting paragraph about Rabban Gamliel, who would say, anyone who does not say these three things at Pesach has not fulfilled his obligation. And they are, of course, Pesach, matzah, and maror. Now, these were mitzvot in their own right at the night, eating the Pesach lamb, eating, of course, matzah, and with them eating maror, these bitter herbs. But they don't require speech. They're actions of eating in their own right. And so why do we have to say them to fulfill some sort of obligation? And so it seems that according to Rabban Gamliel, there is a crossover between the mitzvot of the night, the eating mitzvot, and telling the story. It's almost as if we need to translate over these actions to speech as part of the Haggadah. And how do we do this? Well, we do it by referring to their reasons. We look at sources and reasons behind the concept of the Pesach, why we eat matzah, and why we eat maror. And that's the speech elements that are part of the telling of the story of these items. The custom, of course, is to lift the matzah, when we talk about matzah, to lift the maror, showing people the maror, but actually there's a custom not to lift the Pesach, which today, of course, is that shank bone that we often burn and then place on the Seder plate. And the reason is because we no longer have a Pesach offering. We give primacy of place to the matzah and maror, but at the same time, we don't want to forget that one day we as a nation had a temple with a sacrificial service, and the Pesach offering, ate, of course, by families throughout, was a highlight of our year.